Last week, the Department of Agriculture released a report showing cattle inventory in U.S. feedlots is slightly lower than figures a year ago. According to the report, cattle and calves on hand at feedlots with capacity of 1,000 or more ended at 10.6 million, slightly below figures at the beginning of 2015. Of that number, 7.16 of that was steers and steer calves, up 3% from last year. Heifer numbers reached 20-year lows at 3.41 million head, possibly signaling more animals being held back for breeding. Producers also placed fewer animals in feedlots, dropping 1% to 1.53 million head. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says the numbers are indicators of some rough times for cattle feeders.
Feedlot margins have been very, very poor, and there's a real need on the part of feedlot operators to push down the price of feeder calves.
Shagham says a way to do that might be delaying placements in feedlots. He says outside of the herd numbers, price figures don't look good either.
Right now, the benchmark USDA cattle price for the five areas for steers of all grades is in the low $120 this week. And a year ago, at this time, producers were receiving about $160. So again, it's they have seen the price of their output, the fed cattle, come down. They have very, very poor margins. Even though there have been some moderating grain prices, they really need to see those price of feeder calves coming down. And one way of doing that is to reduce the demand, in other words, the number of feeder calves which you're willing to place.
The report also noted that fed cattle sent to the market in December increased 1% over previous figures to 1.67 million head. Later this week, cattle producers from across the country will gather in San Diego for the Cattle Industry Convention, where challenging prices will surely be a topic of conversation. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.